And now a look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. Continuing at the Acadiana Center for the Arts, Jaron Schechsnyder's play Stars Like People. It's a part of their residency program, and she is in residency at the ACA this week and next with her performance, which takes place in a variety of locations around the Acadiana Center for the Arts. It deals with generations in a family from 7 years to 70 years, and all the seven ages of man are involved. If you'd like to reserve a ticket for the play, because they're limited as the audience moves with someone around the ACA and goes to the different spots where the scenes are being acted, you can call the Acadiana Center for the Arts or go to their website to reserve your tickets. Stuff the Bus, a collaboration with the United Way of Acadiana to help supply kids with school supplies, is going on now. On August 8th, on Thursday, there will be three locations. From 8 until 3, the United Way of Acadiana on Pinhook. That is on Thursday the 8th. Also on Cully Saloom, the Lafayette Surgical Hospital, and the Lafayette Parish School Board office on Chaplain Drive in Lafayette. Also in Burbridge, there will be a drop-off point on Thursday from 8 until 2. That will be on Reese Street at the Winn-Dixie. This is the Stuff the Bus collaboration. If you'd like to view a complete list of recommended supplies, the website is unitedwayofacadiana.org. This evening at Vermilionville, the Lafayette Parish Master Gardeners will hold one of their free monthly speaker programs. This evening, actually that happened already this afternoon, but if you would like a complete listing of the Lafayette Parish Master Gardeners speaker series, you can stop by the Vermilionville website for a listing of those, or go to the Lafayette Parish Master Gardeners website to find out more about their speaker series. And at Cité des Arts, Grobec and Eulalie will be performed Thursday through Sunday. Grobec and Eulalie are two one-act plays that were written by Stuart Stelly and Clayel Dalfrez. Acting in the plays will be Shane Gilbo and Sandra Broussard. That will be at Cité des Arts this weekend. Tickets available by calling Cité. Continuing this weekend in Opelousas at the Opelousas Little Theater is the Broadway musical Hairspray. It will run Thursday through Sunday this weekend and the following weekend as well. Tickets are available by calling the Little Theater in Opelousas or going to their website. Cat on a Hot Tin Streetcar will be performed at the Cajun Dome Convention Center Friday and Saturday. This will be a benefit for Big Brothers Big Sisters of Acadiana. Tickets are available by calling their office or going to their website. Opening this week at Theater 810, the Acting Unlimited Incorporated group is presenting Cody Daigg's play for young audiences called The Guardians of Sandzone. It will run Thursday through Sunday. There will be two performances on Saturday and a matinee on Sunday. Tickets are available by calling Theater 810 or going to the Eventbrite site, which is at their website, and looking for The Guardians of Sandzone. Vermilionville will host a free culture day in celebration of Acadians this coming Sunday, August 11th, from 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. This year, Richard Guidry is to be honored at this celebration of Acadians. There will be music, there will be demonstrations of crafts and folk traditions, there will be talks and a tantamar parade through the village, a jam session as well, and dance lessons. That's all this coming Sunday at Vermilionville. From 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. For more information, you can go to the Vermilionville website. This Sunday, the Cane Fire Film Series will show the French animated film The Painting. It will be shown at Cité des Arts, 7:30 this coming Sunday. Tickets will be available at the door. And opening next week, the Acting Unlimited Incorporated group will present the musical Urinetown and the play She Kills Monsters, and we'll be talking more about those plays next week. And opening next week as well, the group The Tea Sippers will open The Tragedy of Romeo and Juliet, changed up a bit from the Shakespeare story, and we'll be speaking with Andrew Vincent, the director, next week about that performance of Romeo and Juliet. And for a listing of programs on KRVS, please stop by our website, which is krvs.org, clicking on the schedule button. You can podcast many of our locally produced programs. If you missed a program, or you'd just like to hear it again, search for that program on our website and you can listen to archived shows there or download them for listening to later on. And you can always support your favorite public radio station very securely. Just click on the Pledge Now, the support button, and you can make your contribution there very securely. At our website, you can also find out more about donating a vehicle, if that would help get that vehicle off of your driveway, off of your street, out of your garage. It can really help KRVS public radio a whole lot. So find out more on our website. There's a big red button that says Car Donation Program, and you can find out more, a number to call, or fill out a form about your car. That's all at KRVS.org. Please stay tuned to KRVS this afternoon and evening. We're with NPR's All Things Considered from 4 until 6, and from 6 to 7, Terry Gross hosts Fresh Air. In just a few moments, we join NPR's All Things Considered.